What we do here is go back.
Yeah, good mate. Thanks for having me.
The halfway up socks.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do the too high.
Then fucking absolutely full.
When you're younger, you always have dreams and you always think, oh yeah, I want to play AFL. But realistically, like, especially when I started getting a bit older, I didn't actually think it was something that could come through.
Did you kick 0-11 a few years back at North Beach?
Yeah, I might have.
I need to get uncomfortable to be comfortable, and I think I need to be somewhere else to develop my football. Like, I just don't think I can stay here and grow as a player and grow as a person.
How many times have you watched yourself either hitting the winning runs or that last over?
Oh God, I think only about 300.
You know, I actually re-looked at the story he was posted to look at his jersey number in case that was a question.
Really? So you did study?
Yes, more like that was the only thing.
Yeah, right. Do you want to go for another half an hour and give us the last question?
Yes, welcome back to the Bray and Ethan podcast, episode 117, as my computer decides to shut off. Actually, and there's something else open that shouldn't have. But we're back, Ethan. It's been a little while since we've been interviewing a guest.
You've been in Melbourne having an absolute wonderful time.
I have. Had great fun.
Back now, though, back into the swing of it.
Back into the real world, as they would say. But yeah, back. And of course, Skinbro. And I did take my Skinbro stuff over to Melbourne for the 2 weeks, which was very, very handy. And of course, you can use code BRAINATHAN20 for 20% off at skinbro.com, or you can get the Essentials Kit for $54.99 with a discount as well. So drop that down a little bit more. Hat Locker, use code BRAINATHAN20 for 20% off at hatlocker.com.au. And this hat that I'm wearing now, that was useful over there at the Grand Prix.
Still in F1 mode.
Yep. Back straight into it this weekend. And then Cheetah Clothing. I've got the shirt on today. This also came to Melbourne with me.
Yep.
Cheeky plug. Awesome. So everyone that supports the show supports us day to day, realistically.
No matter if you're in Perth or afar, but it still might be very early on. But there seems to be a very special feeling at the Perth Demons after quite a while. Today's guest is fresh off a league debut, Noah Cashard. Welcome.
No, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Run with Cashy, is that the nickname, or Noah, what do you prefer?
Most of the boys call me Cashy.
Yeah.
Last name Cashard, so yeah, it just comes from that.
Yeah, and there was a lot of guys that debuted as well for that league, so I'm sure we'll get into a little bit later on. But one game into league footy, how's the body? What is it, 5 days after, or 6 days after the first game?
Yeah, no, I was pulled up pretty sore on Sunday and Monday, but our recovery's pretty good, so I'm feeling all right now and ready to go tomorrow, but all good.
And Dongara boy, talk us through the pathway from railways to the Perth Demons, and did you split your time in between Perth and country footy? Because I think you played both and managed to balance it pretty well.
Yeah, so I most of my juniors was in Dongara, which is, 60K south of Geelong. So I did all my, 10s, 12s, 14s there. And then after that, the numbers sort of dropped in Dongara. There wasn't any 16s or anything. So I went to Geelong, that's where Railways is. And that was my first year of high school as well. So it sort of made sense. I could, after school, go to training and that. So, 16s at Railways, my first year there. And then the year after that, I played our league for Railways. And I think that's when I started my Futures campaign. So I think I did a bit of training in the pre-season in Perth in the school holidays, and then I'd sort of train back home, and then mum and dad would drive me down on a Friday, Friday night, I'd miss half a day of school, which is pretty good, but and then I'd play Saturday and drive back, so it was massive support from them, just a lot of long hours on the road, but Futures that year with, league that year for Railways. After Futures, and then the year after that, I think I did a bit of pre-season in Perth again with the Colts side. I played the first 6 games, I think it was. I think I was planning to play about 10 that year, just coming up every now and then, but I played the first 6. I had a really good relationship with the coach, so I'd be training in Dongara and Geelton with the team, and then mum and dad would drive me up again on a Friday to play on a Saturday, and then drive me back. I don't think I was good company. I think I'd just sleep the whole way and I'd wake up, I'd be in Perth. But no, it was good to play those first 6 games. And then I hurt my groin. And I think I had a few weeks off, and then I played a game back home I probably shouldn't have, and hurt it again. So I think I missed most of the rest of the year. So I was about 8 weeks off, and came back. That was the rest of the Perth year, but I played finals for Railways that year as well, and went out straight sets, which wasn't handy. But then, that was my last year back home. And then I think it was last year, 2023, I moved into my aunties in January, and that was from last year in Colts last year, which was a pretty good year for the team, and so it's a journey so far.
Yeah.
Research suggests that you're an all-star in the GNFL. Is that basically an all-Australian?
Oh, no. So it's pretty much just like team of the year for right.
You could say it's an all-Australian, yeah.
Maybe in the GNFL, but like that.
How did you come to Perth? Because I feel like Geraldton, I straight away think of it the East Fremantle.
Yeah, so Donga is the Perth zone.
Yeah.
Donga and then a bit of inland's Perth zone, but then Geraldton, Northampton, sort of East Freo. So most of my mates are playing for East Freo, so it's good banter between us.
Bit of rivalry.
Yeah.
So how far does the Perth zone go down from Donga?
I think it just goes all the way into like Three Springs, Carnama, Mora.
Gingin.
Gingin. Yeah. Gingin probably stops there.
Yeah, okay. So pretty big zone up there.
Yeah.
The Demons.
Yeah.
Well, you won the Spirit of the Colts Award last year. Did that come by a bit of a surprise by you?
Yeah, I thought...
Is that a competition or a Perth
award? No, it was just the Perth Award.
Okay.
I think Tom Waite would have expected that last year. He was the bloke in the team that was expecting that. But, it was nice to get that. I think it's just... I actually don't know what the award's for.
Just the way you hold yourself, I reckon, off the field, on the field.
Yeah.
Well, your footy did most of the talking, making the Colts team of the year, probably best on ground in the prelim, and then watching the Colts grand final back, the commentators described you as one of the best out there too. Wasn't the result you boys were after, but how was it in that grand final year making such an impact?
Yeah, it was a tough one because I played all right, but we still didn't win, so it's still disappointing, but... It was such a great experience. Like I've never played at a stadium or anything like that. So just driving under with the team under the stadium, and then being on the ground was pretty surreal. But it was a great experience. It was, it's disappointing we didn't get the win, but it was a good year for them.
You seemed pretty composed out there. Like you didn't seem like the occasion sort of got to you too much.
Nah, it was a tough one. I just knew it was a grand final and. Wanted to do as much as I can. I started cramping up actually in the third quarter and fourth, which has annoyed me a little bit because I hadn't cramped all year, but just got the best of me then.
Oh, well, you mentioned how'd you find playing on Optus, but I guess how was it, I guess, compared to playing at a smaller country ground up there in Donga and Geraldton?
You get like the supporters in the country are really good. Like they get around you a lot, and you sort of do know most of them because they're your mates and the team. But Optus was still a massive atmosphere. Even just after a goal or any sort of moment, you could just hear the crowd, especially in that last quarter. Definitely going back home in the country and listen to them supporters as well is pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure.
And your last two games, so that grand final, and then your league debut under lights, in front of a decent crowd. So they're two pretty big games back-to-back, albeit like a summer apart.
6 months apart.
Yeah. Was a round one league debut this year always the goal? Because you are still Colts eligible. And what do you have to do in the preseason to be ready for the step up?
It was definitely a goal coming into preseason. I speak to Harry Taylor quite a bit, so he helped me. Being a retired AFL player helped me a lot with what I need to do to be ready to be pre-season. So I did a lot of work before the pre-season started in the November. He just set me up with a lot of running and did a few skill sessions with a lot of the East Rare boys and him up in Geraldton, which really helped me. And then just pre-season, I think, just the understanding the work ethic, what you have to do to be in that league side. But, it was a really positive and injury-free pre-season, which helped me, so... Hopefully I can play a few more this year.
Thoughts on night footy? You got another one against West Perth tomorrow at the time of recording. It's a pretty big crowd there.
Yeah, I'm sort of just still getting used to it because, last year we were kicking the dew off the ground, but now it's sort of, I don't know what really to do all day.
I just try
to stay active. But I don't mind their away games. It's good atmosphere, good crowd that get around it.
I think Perth really get around like those twilight night games, because I remember in 2020, yeah. I think it was, where they played a lot of night games, especially that one that sent them into the grand finals. Yeah. That game, it was electric.
Yeah, definitely. And last week, you could, like, the supporters were just huge. Like that last quarter was massive. Yeah.
What do they call it? The red leg bar?
Yeah, the red leg can bar, I think it is.
Yeah.
That goes off on twilight.
Yeah, they were super loud at three-quarter time as well. Do you know if the Guernseys are going to be this? Were they just one-time Guernseys? I didn't mind them.
Yeah, so I think they were a one-time Guernsey, but they might be trying to get a few more in with them, because I think they did like them, but one-time thing, I think. But
I saw it on Saturday or Sunday, and I was like, geez, let's just go onto the club's Instagram account and have a look. And there was no real announcement of them. It was just like, oh, these are some of the jerseys we're going to use. I think there's another one as well that's a bit different to the
Well, this year, it's 125th year, so this year we have our way and home Guernseys, which will be a bit different. But
I like the more red, like, showing.
Especially with South Fremantle with that retro jersey they did last year or the year before as well. Like, it's just different.
But it might clash against West Perth.
Yeah, you could say that.
That's the thing.
Yeah. It's nice, though.
Yeah.
Well, you kicked a nice goal to get the boys up and about. Can you talk us through that?
Yeah, it was a nice moment. I just saw the grass in front of me and took it. I probably could have kicked it to the full forward. They had a lot of space out the back, but it didn't spin the way I wanted, but it definitely went through, which was nice. And, I loved that moment, which was pretty cool.
Celebration.
Yeah, you gave the airplane to the crowd.
Yeah.
All the boys got around you?
Yeah, the boys loved it. Got around me.
Well, speaking of that, been some handy recruits joined the club. What's the feeling having some of those AFL experienced guys around? Must feel like you can learn a lot quickly.
Yeah, they're definitely great on, but also off the field. Like, they're just such a good voice for the boys, and they keep the standards high. And they're just so great to learn off each training. They obviously teach you the skills they learn in the high system, and definitely good for us younger boys, but also the rest of the boys in the team, just to learn off them. And they're good.
Do you have personal aspirations to reach the top level? I know you're probably just trying to establish yourself at Waffle senior level first, but is that a goal? Might be a dumb question, because I feel like everyone probably does have aspirations.
It's definitely a big goal that I want to get drafted, but just trying to take week by week at the moment, and if it comes, it's good, but if not, I'll keep working on it. But it's definitely an aspiration of mine.
So many chances for overages nowadays as well, compared to 5 or so years ago. You mentioned to us that you're on holidays at the moment, so I guess what's life like off the field? What are you doing day to day?
So I'm an EA teacher.
Yep.
At Shandon College, so it's nice to be getting those holidays every now and then, and you're starting at 9 and finishing at 3 most days, so it's pretty cruisy for footy. And then also getting paid on the holidays, it's pretty good.
Not horrible.
What's that balance like between like full-time work, but then I know like you've obviously played a game when the holidays would have been on, but like training and like, because Waffle is semi-professional.
Yeah.
So what's that like?
Work's pretty flexible, so if I do need time off with the Waffle or anything, they'll definitely give it to me. But like I said, a lot of the other boys are working a lot longer than days than me, and doing it probably harder. So for me, it's pretty perfect job for me at the moment while playing footy. I'll stay there as long as I'm in the Waffle, I reckon.
We'll move on to the Instagram Q&As, of course, at Bray and Ethan on Instagram, Twitter or Facebook. First one. Jasmine Johansson _. Is it true that you kicked a goal from 65 metres out on the run?
I don't know what game she's talking about, but I think that she might be talking about one at Railways.
I think so, yeah. I think I saw this video.
Yeah, I think it was
like bounces, like.
Yeah, I think I was on the corner of the goal screen and I just sent a barrel and it went in, and that's probably what she was talking about.
Oscar Hine-Baston. What's it like having such a great role model? Assuming you're speaking about him.
He cut my hair, so he's good for that. But hopefully he can find his way in the league side, which I think is pretty close, to play with some footy with him. But he's a good bloke to be around.
He debuted last year, did he not?
Yeah, he did.
He played one game last year. Yeah, that's right.
So hopefully he can crack back into the side.
Yeah.
Next one from Jai Thurston.
Yeah.
Who else are Geraldton footy players that should be playing down in Perth? Brig, question mark.
That's just an inside joke, Brig, I think. But he's probably trying to talk about himself here. But there's still a few good footy players in Geraldton that have got to come out. But, yeah, Jai played a few games in the Colts last year. If he moved down, he'd probably still be in the side. But him and Blake Taswell, good schoolmates that probably could be down here playing for East Ferro, but yeah.
Jai, again, explain your 18th birthday party, please. What happened, every detail?
Oh, nah, it was a good celebration, but that's probably all I'm going to say about that night.
As most 18ths are, good celebration.
Yep. Lockie McGlade, hardest opponent you've played on?
Last year, I reckon Colin Sanchez, probably. Mm. He was a really skillful silk mover. I only played that one game against him, but he's probably the toughest I've played against, but I'm sure there'll be a few more this year in the league that will definitely be challenging.
Kai_Wilson_, what's the transition from the GNFL to the Waffle like? Sort of touched on it, but
probably just like in the GNFL you have probably 5 to 10 good players in that side, and there's only probably a few that are really fit, but then you come to the Waffle and everyone knows how to play the footy game, and everyone's so fit, so that, probably the pace and the skills is probably the main thing.
Clay.Woody, do you prefer bar peanuts or cashews?
That's an interesting question. Probably cashews.
Okay.
Brody XMC, is it true you condition and comb your hair before every game?
No, that is not true. I don't know where he's got that one from, but yeah.
Brody again, gym routine.
Gym routine.
Yep.
Well, we just have our gym program from the S&C, so that's really, that is. Yeah, that's probably about it.
Kale_Asbury, best memory in your football career?
Best memory. Probably the grand final last year, or definitely the league debut will stay in my memory for a while. So probably it's most
nice recently. Gatorade shower after.
We had Big Dakota who passed away on the holidays in the middle of the circle, so he got the honours. But it was good to get around him on the weekend.
Oh, yes. Libby Holb one, I believe it is. Yeah. Who's your hairdresser? Oscar.
So Oscar cut it on the weekend, but Libby's one of my mum's best friends, good family friend that usually cuts my hair. So she used to be a hairdresser. So Libby.
Cheeky plug for her.
Yeah.
Fighting in the queue with Oscar. Hamish_Campbell11, which club would you rather play for, Railways or Dongara?
Yeah, I'm going to make some people mad here, I reckon. Yeah. I haven't played a league game for Dongara yet. But
have you played any senior footy at Dongara? Or was it just juniors?
So I finished in 14s and then played 16s in league at Railways. Yeah. But if I got a week or two off this year, it would probably have to be Railways just to get back with those boys and play a game. But definitely in the future, I'll need to play a game for Dongara. So
Get on the bucket list.
Yeah.
Should be heaps of time anyway.
Yeah.
So it should be all right. _Ryan_Lee_, thoughts on Oscar's hairdressing skills?
It was funny because we cut it at Ryan's house and he sort of shaved the top and he did one side.
Yep.
And then he sort of turned me around on the chair and he started doing the same side. And I was like, Oscar, what are you doing? You're doing the same side. And he's like, nah, just trust the hairdresser, mate. Anyway, I did the other side. And then he sort of like looked at me and he's like, oh, I've forgotten the side. So it took another 20 minutes or whatever. So I don't think I'm going to be going back to Oscar.
Stiff.
Well, Libby's got a job lined up.
Yeah. Cooper_Moore_7 says, hey, Noah, huge fan. What's your advice to be able to kick goals like you do?
Cooper's pretty good himself, actually. But, no, I don't know. I just find a moment and try to take it. I was a bit inaccurate last year. I think I kicked 20-odd points. But, just try to kick a bit straighter this year.
I think it's
Judd Ingleton.
Judd Ingleton.
Yeah.
Best Colty at the D's.
Oh.
Controversial.
Yeah, well, last year there was a lot of them. It was such a tight group, like probably the tightest group I've played with. So it was definitely good playing with like Mitchell Keeney's back from Donga as well, so and James Olds around there, so it was good playing with boys from back home. But nah, it's a hard question because all the there's probably 5-10 boys that yeah, I'm definitely going to be playing with again, and I love playing with them. So there's no one player, but there's a lot of them.
Was it easier to debut with like? You got 8 guys making their club debut last week. Must be pretty daunting to play league footy, but when you got guys who played Colts with like a larger scoble, like that must help.
Yeah, I think it would be a lot harder if it was just you, I reckon, because then you're sort of the spotlight for that week. But it was good having all the other boys having their debut, especially Elijah as well, and other Colty making his debut, and he dominated. But I definitely reckon that was a lot easier because not all the pressure is just on you to go well. It was sort of all the other boys as well. It was definitely a lot easier with the other boys.
And a late one has come through from Caleb Dempster Park. It's daisies or hippie on a Saturday night?
That's controversial.
Yeah, probably the hippie, I'd say.
Yeah, I'm on the same page there.
Yeah. I don't know what answer Caleb was searching for, but there you go.
I think he loves daisies.
He loves daisies, He's there most weekends, I think.
Yeah. Do you think that win on Saturday, obviously there's a heap of you guys that debuted. Do you reckon, because let's be real, everyone thought Subi was going to win.
Yeah.
Do you think all the fresh younger guys that debuted probably helped you guys get over the line? Fresh,
I think it was just
legs in a way?
Yeah. Well, I think it was just we felt like we had such a good preseason, especially the coach reckons it was 10 times better than last year. And I think it was just the belief in the group. We had a few good practice matches, and then we're definitely a fitter side this year. So our second half last year was third quarter not so great, but fourth quarter we ran over them a bit, and I think that will be a good strength of ours this year. But I think just a much bigger preseason, and the belief in the group's massive this year. So hopefully we can win more often.
Well, yes. All right. Well, we'll move on to the quiz.
We will.
Having a look at that leaderboard, still no one yet to get over 10.
Yeah, I got terrible memory. So
out of a possible 14.
There's some recent questions, though, so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll start off with question number one, as we always do. What is your height and weight on the Waffle website?
Yeah, I think I know this one. It should be updated. It's not yet, but 181 and 78 kilos.
79.
Oh, has been
actually
up.
No, sorry, it is 78. Yep, just got the waffle is profile.
Is that an auto correct or something there for you, Ethan?
Maybe I just got it wrong, but 181 and 78.
Yeah,
one from one.
Question number two: what was the winning margin against Subiaco in round one?
10 points.
14 points.
Close.
Yeah, I thought it was 10.
Question number three: how many disposals did you personally have? Game
11.
Correct. The app says 11, but the website says 10. So
yeah,
just a common comment.
Don't know how that happens.
Yeah.
Two from three.
Number four: true or false, you kept Subi scoreless in the last quarter. True or false?
False.
They correct
goal, I think
you kept they are not scoreless, but you kept them goalless.
Yeah.
So they scored a point.
Oh.
Was that all? They scored just a point.
In the last quarter, yeah.
Wow. Three from four. Question number five. Have you given away or received more free kicks personally in your Colts career?
I reckon given away.
Yes. Yeah. Only just though. Only just. It's 34-32, so. Jeez. It's pretty fair.
Yep.
But close. Four from five. We are looking good here.
Touch wood. number six, more marks or tackles personally in your Colts career?
Good tackling year last year. Tackles.
Correct.
Yeah.
111 tackles, 100 marks. So it's fairly close.
Yeah.
5 from 6. Flying here. Four questions to go.
I think this might be the toughest of the lot.
All right. Question number seven. You've kicked the same amount of goals and points in your Colts career. What is that number?
What is that number?
Yeah.
I think I kicked 21 last year. 19-19. Ooh.
A bit lower than you thought.
Yeah, a bit lower than I thought, yeah.
Still good. 5 from 7.
Question number eight. How many disposals did you have in the Colts preliminary final last year?
21.
There's 21 on the website. So I don't
the
know.
The app could be different with the app.
I don't know
be
if
there anymore.
Three. Yeah, three more. If it was like 22 or something. Yeah. If you said 22, then that'd be interesting.
Right. Five from eight. I need to get back on the roll here. Question number nine. True or false? Perth haven't beaten West Perth since 2020 in the in league footy.
Haven't beaten them?
Since
in the last 5 years.
True or false?
That's true.
Correct.
Yeah. So that would
I think it's actually, I don't know if they did beat them in 2020. I couldn't find it, but it's at least 2020.
Yeah,
far back.
Yeah.
So, hopefully you'll break that. Break that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yep. So six from nine. Question number 10.
So who am I? So if you get 5 points, take you up to 11.
Yeah. Outright top.
Outright top. So it's a who am I, basically 5 points if you get the birthday, and then it's just a lesser point each line under that.
Someone where you've come from or where you're at or whatnot. You might not personally know.
Yeah.
But someone from related to where you've been.
Related to your journey.
Yeah. That's a good way of putting it. I was born on the 23rd of February, 1994.
I'm going to take a guess here. Jago Mira.
Bang! Correct. He moves to the top of the leaderboard.
Yeah, had that one in the back of the mind.
So, what, have you done some revision there? Or
Nah, just, he's a Donga lad.
Well, yeah, the rest of that. Yeah. I won best on ground, the grand final for Railways when I was 16.
Yeah, I would have got that as well.
Probably would have got that. I won a Rising Star Award at Gold Coast. I'm currently in my third AFL club. I wear the number two, Jago.
Yeah, he's probably the biggest Donga name out. So, yeah, I got that one straight away.
Bloody oath, well, there you go. Top of the table.
Any personal connection to him or you just know your regions very well?
Yeah, just know my regions. I did a training with him once back home and contact him every now and then, but yeah.
Not bad, eh? Winning a best on ground when you're 16.
Yeah, 16.
Later. Stephen Canelio, just about. I don't think, did he actually win it?
He got
2010?
Cracker won it.
Cracker did,
best on though, I think.
Yeah, from the Swans coaches. Yeah, I think so.
But Amira played league at Perth as well when he was 17, so. Yeah.
Mm.
5 points, and that does take you to the very top out of anyone we've had.
So far this year. Cricketers,
or footy.
Managers, so footy players.
I'll just put you in there. So there is a long year ahead. So hopefully, for your sake, you can stay up there, but no promises. But
I'm not sure what the reasoning is this year with why we haven't been getting high scores. Last year, we had four on 12 at the finish of the year. I reckon we had another five on 11 and then 10 downwards for the rest, pretty much.
I thought I was going to terrible then, but
it's all right. It's a common thing that people say. They don't think they're going to do well, and then they turn out to do well.
You know what I might do just quickly now, go back to last year and see where some of your Perth Colts mates sit from last year, so you can take some bragging rights potentially. I think, Oscar got 10 last year.
Yeah.
Colin Livingston isn't a Perth Colt anymore, but he was. Yeah. He made 10. Rolly Wills, 10. Yeah. Elijah Scoble, 9.5. And that is it out of the Perth boys, I think.
It's just a start, honestly. If you get a good start, you don't want to be playing catch up. So.
And you are the best demon that we've had in the last 2 years.
Yeah, I'll give that to them.
Yeah, absolutely feed it to them.
That's some good momentum into West Perth.
So you absolutely take that. All right. Well, of course, it's all thanks to Skinbro, Hatlocker and Cheetah Clothing. Their links will be in the show notes with the discount codes as well. And reminder, if you're listening on Spotify or Apple, you can of course watch on YouTube, or if you're on YouTube, you can obviously watch on or listen on Spotify or Apple as well. Subscribe, 5-star rating, like, whatever you need to do, it would be nice. I know Noah's going to jump on Spotify as soon as he gets out of here, and he's going to give us a nice 5-star rating. So get on it. And Noah, we can't thank you enough for coming in today, and I guess all the best for against West Perth, and I guess by the time recording comes out, whoever you're playing next week as well. So good luck.
Thanks for having me. Cheers, boys.